League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. Sarah's here.
Hello.
Chris is here.
All right, mate.
And you're here, ladies and gentlemen. That is the most important thing, of course. Now, according to the Department of Transport in the United Kingdom's government, the transport statistics for Britain in 2017-18 say there were 4.85 billion local bus passenger journeys in that time, 1.71 billion national rail passenger journeys, and 0.27 billion passenger journeys on light rail and tram systems, which is apparently an all-time high for light rail and tram systems. So well done us.
I can't get my head around these numbers.
I zoned out, if I'm going to be honest.
Okay, well, if you could zone back in, my good man.
Loads, he said loads.
Because when we take public transport, of course, we rub shoulders with all sections of society, the good, the bad, and the British, often in close proximity. And many of us have different ideas what constitutes good etiquette while making these journeys. So then, what are your pet peeves on public transport?
Oh, I've got so many.
This is an extended show.
So many. So many. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I think I'm a fairly, I mean, correct me, you guys know me, mm-hmm. if you think I'm wrong. I think I'm a fairly good-natured person.
No. Nope.
There is.
Well, at the end of this, we'll have a straw poll on that. Chris and I'll have a referendum on that.
I'll have an Insta poll afterwards. But no, I think I'm relatively good-natured, but there is something about public transport that just brings out the rage in me.
Are you going to let this rage out across this podcast?
You know what, I might have
Come
to.
Come on, go for it.
Yeah.
Right.
We're behind you.
Okay. So
scared, but behind you.
I think my big one, which I don't know if, like, I don't know if everyone feels
you
this.
Are about to explode.
You can say, have I gone red in the face?
You've matched that lovely red jumper you're wearing. I don't know where you've gone.
Yeah. This is we're about to experience some Welsh rage. This is going to be fantastic.
Right. When you're on a train
I'm not
or the
British,
tube.
British, I'm Welsh.
Oh my God. When you're on the train or the tube or the bus, actually. And it's really busy, so you've got to stand up.
Yes.
And obviously there's poles for you to hold.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Fine. Uh-huh. And then someone leans on the pole. What are you doing? Like, we're all trying to just stay on our feet here. Like, I
can't annoy you that
I
much.
Need, oh, my goodness.
I actually do lean
on a
pole.
Have you seen Sarah like this before?
No.
It drives me around the bend. And I'm just like, it's so selfish. And like, we're
do you
all
just grab onto their
stay.
Shoulder instead. Just
you know, like, what? I might actually start to. Sometimes I lean on them, like, with I'll put a shoulder on them.
Teach him. Passive aggressive behavior.
Especially at my height, like, be like sort of in their hip.
How tall are you?
5'2.5.
Okay, yeah.
I like the half.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah. Very important.
Round up, 5'3.
But honestly, it drives me insane. It really, really does.
Do you just feel like just, you're just being selfish? Just, how many hands could you get
I'm going
on that pole?
Fall over. And you know, on the tube, I think probably some trains as well have like the bar that's horizontal, like it's running along the top. I can't reach that bar. Yeah. I would have to like hold on with both hands and swing like
jumping
I'm on monkey
up and down.
Oh,
get good at the old chin ups.
Well, maybe it would be good for my upper body strength.
Yeah, perhaps. And then you could fight these people off. I admit it is a bit annoying.
No, right, you're acting.
Is that your number one pet peeve?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You're acting
fair
as
enough.
If, also, we had a, I put out a little Insta poll for this.
Did
and
you?
We actually had someone who goes by the handle Aqualate.
Nice.
Love that name. And she agreed with me.
Okay.
It is a bit
annoying.
I had a friend text me, because I asked a few people, and that was definitely a repeated issue.
Good.
That lots of people are annoyed at.
But you guys don't seem that fast.
No, I'm just annoying you getting annoyed. Yeah, okay. Well, that's fair enough.
What else you got, Sarah? You seem like you're
on
loaded,
a roll
ready
here.
To blow.
Okay. Another one which I think is probably more common.
Uh-huh.
Music.
Go on.
Loud music.
Now, I, yeah.
Obviously.
Now, that might be, okay.
Particular genres, or?
The worst sin when it comes to this is if you don't even put headphones in. Like, you're literally playing off your phone.
I agree with you.
That is unforgivable.
I agree with you there. You've got my ire.
What are you, like, what are you doing? Why?
Well, I just...
Do you not just sing along to it to ruin it for them?
Oh, I should start
dancing.
Oh, you should start dancing really badly.
Yeah, that would work.
It's usually not really a sing-along kind of song.
No.
But, yeah. but that is a thing. Like, if I think... Because I think, with all these things and public transport, I think most people are in the same boat.
Yes,
with this kind of thing. And actually, what we need to do is, as the silent majority, is to band together. So if someone is playing a track which is really loud, especially with no headphones. If the headphones are loud, that is a bit annoying. But at least there's some recognition of it's in their headphones and they probably just haven't realised how loud it is. If it's not, if they're just playing it from their phone or whatever, that really is piss poor behaviour.
You're playing it to be heard.
Everyone should band together and just start dancing around that person. It would stop it quite soon. But I know what you mean. I think to myself, when people do that, I think, I just couldn't do it. Like, all my inhibitions, I would be so self-conscious.
Oh, my goodness. You know, if you accidentally, you're on your phone and you accidentally play a video or something, I am mortified.
Yeah,
it's so embarrassing.
I know what you mean. I think
the ground
I think most
open
people,
up and swallow me whole.
Yeah, I'll just get off at the next
stop. If I'm listening to something on my headphones, I will take them out to make sure. Is that loud? No, that's okay.
I worry that my headphones... Well, I was going to say this is like slightly lesser version is when people do have headphones and they don't realise how loud their music is. But you know what? Like, they might just not realise. And I do worry sometimes of... What if people are looking? What if I'm that person?
I was in an airport about a month ago, and there was this. It was a big man, and he was very muscly, and he basically strapped a boombox around his neck and just played it throughout the whole airport. But he was like, obviously, I think there are a bunch of American students who are over having a party time. But it was like it was unapologetic. Yeah, it was like we are playing this.
You do no. You I'll tell you what you do. You get a lot. Well, not a lot, but I've noticed. You get a few cyclists doing that.
They'll have it in their backpack
and they'll cycle around when that's playing. Now, I know what you mean, I don't really mind, but when it's like 2 a.m, you think, what on earth is...
I'm not entirely sure why they're doing it. The good thing about cyclists is they will leave very quickly because they are travelling on two wheels.
Yeah, so cyclists are not that bothered.
But
anyway, I suppose when with I'm cyclists, is there a danger maybe putting headphones in? No, you can't hear the traffic.
I think that's...
You don't think this younger person probably is thinking, I love this track, I'm going to bless the rest of the bus with it or something.
I don't think that's the...
You don't know.
I really think that's their thought process.
What about people larking around with their mates? A friend of mine often hates that, other people having fun on public transport, especially like a late bus home or something like that. Often they're Australian tourists or something.
Wait, Sam, are they between each other? They're just like
they're just having a bit of a lark around. Yeah,
you know what? I've been the person, like, I think at uni I was.
We've all done it. This is the thing.
Yeah, we've all been there.
I think you've got to be careful.
But it's annoying if they're trying to engage with you. Like, are they fine when they're on their own?
Are they
it's
the
only when
the
they're
bus?
Like,
I'm
oh,
saying they're at the back of the bus. There's just a lock-up party.
Let them be.
Yeah, I don't think that's so bad. I mean, it's interesting.
Put the music on now. The
National newspaper asked a number of people about their pet hates, and this chap from Germany said this about the differences. Well, since he'd come to England and started working here, about people making noise on public transport, and he said, buses are the worst. People shouting at each other, and there is loud music. People are better behaved in Germany than England. They don't really speak, and if you speak loudly on public transport, everyone turns around and looks at you.
Oh, bliss.
Hey, sounds like a happy bunch, don't they?
Free society.
Was that East Germany you're talking about, sir, specifically?
Gosh.
I think you can go a bit too far.
Yeah, I mean, I think, especially if I'm in a bad mood or I'm hungover or something, then I've got like zero tolerance. And but I do think I can recognise you are being a bit cranky, Sarah.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Well, you see, I remember there was a group of football supporters got on this train when I was there. And now that can go either way, to be quite honest.
Oh, yeah.
And that could be, but I'm not talking about the nasty. I'm talking about general fun and frolics. And actually, I'll be honest with you, I was laughing away. They were a right hoot, a lot of them. But there was one on the London Underground quite recently, which was quite funny, where there was this one bloke on his own who kept singing songs. And he was obviously a bit pissed. And he was just droning on and bloody, bloody, blah. And everyone in the carriage was just a bit like, oh, come on, mate. Like, you're on your own. No one's joining in. And as the doors were about to shut, where they were at a station, a bloke quickly got up and just pushed him off. And then the door shut. But the guy's girlfriend was on the train still. So off he went.
What
but
part of you like?
I think she was probably like, yeah, I was going
to
do that myself.
Someone had
I saw that video go around.
I better change the locks. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
I think the thing is, sometimes you just, sometimes sometimes it feels intimidating when people are behaving like that. You're not sure how are they in a good mood, or are they going to switch? Because like,
can't always tell, can you? Like, are they actually being really aggy, and are they going to come over and start having a go at me?
Yeah.
Or are they just being a bit silly and leery?
Sure.
Yeah.
Loud phone calls are annoying, aren't they?
Oh well, Cameron Smith got in touch on Instagram, and he actually had people who shout on the phone. And people who have headphones on too loud.
Do they realise that phones are so that you can talk to people at distance without shouting? That's the whole purpose of a phone.
You're not shouting out the window at them.
I don't get it. If someone phones me and I'm on public transport, I'll often be like, hi, how are you doing?
I feel and they'll really be like, what
are you? Oh, you're on a train, aren't you? You're on a bus. And I'll be like, yeah, can I call you back when I'm off? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't like having conversations. Yeah,
I know.
On the bus.
Chris, do you have any pet hates? Pet peeves?
Yes, I get annoyed when this is... about the escalators when people stand up.
Oh, you're specifically going London Underground.
Yeah, London Underground an escalator.
An escalator?
Yeah.
An Eskimo-lator.
Escalator.
Yeah.
Sorry,
escalator.
Yeah. The electric stairs.
When they're on the wrong side. Like, you stand on the right-hand side, there's clearly signs.
It literally says
please don't do that. And actually, there's feet that are painted on that right side, aren't there? So, like, you are dumb if you're on the wrong side of it.
And then there's part
of you that is like, I was going to stand on the right-hand side, but now I'm going to walk down the left.
Tourists hate
to make a point.
I don't want to walk up. It's I don't want to walk up the stairs. I'm knackered. No, someone's standing on the left. I am marching ahead.
Well, I thought I was alone in this, but my friend of mine, Aideen, she messaged saying the same. She was just like, yeah, if I see that, it gets your blood going.
Really?
It's just everything that is wrong.
Yeah, but I have a bit of...
We are British and we like to queue properly. Yeah,
do it the right
way. But that's
way.
Not a British thing. That's a Londoner thing.
What, queuing?
No, I'm talking about on the right side of the...
Yeah, but I think you queue on the right and you walk down the left.
There are signs everywhere telling you to do it.
I think you're being hard. I feel I have sympathy with a tourist there in London. To be honest with you, I think it's a bit nuts. There's no need to elbow them out of the way and all that. That's where Londoners get the
don't
reputation.
Don't kick them in the back. Don't be mean.
Don't beat
I disagree.
Up.
I think if someone is stood on the left, they're clearly they've either just moved to London or they're a tourist. Because if I'm in another city and I don't know the vibe, I don't want someone to punish me for that. I want someone to say, "Oh, by the way,
I want them to punish you, Marcus." You're there. And then when they come over here, we have just cause.
I'll tell you what, though. One thing that doesn't annoy me, and I think this is a pet hate of many people in public transport, is people eating food that's quite smelly. That doesn't annoy me, really.
No, you know
it was maybe like they were chugging gone-off milk or something. You know?
I think if they were eating smelly like fish something, fine. But like,
no one's having like smoked haddock on the
you never know
on the bus.
Well, but like, yeah. I mean, to be fair, I've been the person eating 20 chicken McNugs.
But that
honestly
doesn't really.
But like, that's a nice smell. Like, I mean, okay, worst case scenario, I'm going to be like, I want some of your food.
Mm. I was on the.
It does always make you hungry for fast food. Yes.
I was
it?
On the. It was the bus or the train, public transport, we'll call it. Mm. And there was a guy on there who was eating a McDonald's, and there was an old crotchety bloke who was just a bit like, bloody McDonald's stinks. What is it? Get off of them. And he was having a proper go at him, like, but like in a very kind of Victor Meldrew kind of old man kind of way.
Almost stereotypical.
Yeah. So he wasn't joking, but it was mildly amusing. And then he was going, go on, bloody get off. It's absolute disgrace. And so the guy at the next stop did actually get off.
Oh, bless
really?
Him.
He probably walked down a carriage and then got on
a
train.
What is it, Ben, when he's trying to enjoy his nugs?
Well, what was quite funny was
you
that the guy went...
the chip at him.
Yeah. The guy went... He went... It was like a bit overboard. Because you know that kind of idea that if someone puts a foot wrong, it doesn't give you carte blanche to be a total dickhead to them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he went over and then my mate went and sat down to him and my mate was a bit carefree. And he went, and he was still going on this old boy, and he went, God, bloody hell, stinging the place out of the McDonald's. And my mate just turned around and went, well, you didn't exactly cover yourself in glory there, did you?
Nice one.
Yeah, he did. And I was sitting there going, this is fantastic. And he went, well, you didn't have to shout an F and blind at him. And the guy went, well, I suppose not. And he started laughing.
Fair enough, yeah. Oh. He took it well.
We got a laugh, he got rid of the smell.
Yeah, everyone wins. Apart from that poor lad.
Speaking of
smells.
He was
working off his McDonald's by walking.
This is, right, I'm going to stretch it slightly.
Hang on.
Public transport to a plane. Okay. I promise I won't spend long on it. But one time I was on a plane, someone was painting their nails, and that made me. The rage was so.
But that is a pet hate of some people.
I thought you were going to say something else about smells. I'm glad you went there.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to do that, Chris. We're all agreed on that, I think. Yeah, people. Is it nail varnish specifically?
No, but it's the smell.
So like, people are doing their makeup. That doesn't bother anybody, does it?
Right. again, I could go off more on this, right?
Go on.
There is nothing wrong with doing your makeup on the tube.
No, clearly.
Or the train or the bus or wherever.
Dangerous.
I do mine before
it,
I leave.
If it bumps, yeah. You could stab yourself.
You know what? Like a woman who can do a nice cat flick eyeliner on a moving in a moving vehicle, more power to her.
OBE.
There is such a thing about people whinging about women doing their makeup on public transport.
What's the problem?
I mean, I think what people try to argue is it's a thing you should be doing in your own home. It's the same as, like, I don't know, brushing your teeth.
Nah, nonsense.
And it's not. What, because, like, I mean, if if she's flicking bronzer over you, fine, that's annoying. But, like, there's nothing wrong with just applying your makeup.
Looking a bit pasty there, love. Get that.
Yeah. Does anyone want some?
Yeah.
You'd love to share brushes. Mascara. I don't know.
My dad's friend's wife was curling her eyelashes once and she sneezed and pulled them all out.
See, I do curl my eyelashes, but I would not risk that on a train.
Well, that's the thing, is I think it's dangerous if you're not in full control of the, you know, yourself.
You're only going to hurt yourself. You're not going to hurt anyone else. Like,
I think this is a very general term, and it comes into what you were saying earlier, actually, about your hate of people leaning on the poles or whatever you're holding on to. It's just space invading in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's not nice, is it?
No. I find it weird if you're sat on a bus or a train and there are a lot of empty seats and someone's sitting next to you. I'm a bit like, what's
weird.
You
doing? It kind of freaks you out a bit.
Yeah.
Boy, that is a bit
weird.
I
kind of assume there's something a little bit sinister going on.
Well, maybe not all
there.
Empty seats, but if there's, you know, they could...
You fill up the empty ones first, don't you?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, why are you sitting next to me?
But you know what? That does sound like really miserable, because often we say, oh, people don't chat to each other. Where's the sense of community? And then we're like, get away from me! but have you seen the trains in Japan, I think, where they have the train stuffers, or whatever they're called, the train stuffing?
Yes!
It's unreal.
Go on.
It is. I implore anyone listening to this podcast right now to press pause and go on YouTube. I think it's just like Japan train stuffing, where you have...
We'll share a link.
Yeah, you have train staff at the train station.
I think I know where this is going.
Who are... It'll be rush... must be rush hour. And so you know what it's like in any rush hour situation. The door's shut and people are just trying to get on, and the door's kind of closed and everyone's pushed up against the doors. And don't stand next to against the doors, and everybody does. This is like that, but there are people who are trying to get on, and you have people who part of their job is to push people on and literally stuff them on the train.
Wow!
And if you the footage has to be seen to be believed.
It's so they're amazing. They're forcing them all on.
It is dangerous.
There's just no. There's a train in 4 minutes. There's no way.
No.
It's incredibly irresponsible.
Wow!
Like to say the least. Honestly,
imagine they did that with a plane.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's fine. You won't crash.
Indeed, yeah. So it's absolute madness. Something that can annoy me a little bit is not give is if you see someone who doesn't give up their seat to an elderly person or a pregnant woman. That makes me sound a bit holier than thou, but
No, I don't think it does. I think like
it annoys me.
Oh no, sorry. I think you weren't being holier than thou.
Oh, I see. Right. No.
There's nothing wrong with it. Let them stand. She's 92. She's sat down enough.
Yeah. You've sat down more than I have in life.
Cumulatively.
A friend of mine got on a train once at rush hour, and he got on the train, and people had not moved down inside the carriage, which is, of course, what you often hear train conductor. If you're not familiar with the train, you often hear when it's busy, move down inside the carriage, because there's the aisle in between the seats, and people can do it, and more people can get on, and that's perfectly fine, perfectly reasonable. And people had not moved down the carriage, and he didn't have a very good day. And he got on the train, and he was like, "Oi, come on, keep moving down. And he was like, "Madam, can you move down?" And as he started saying that, he realised she was pregnant. And he was just a bit like, and people looked at him, and he quickly just went, "And you, sir, you should be letting that woman have your seat." And he basically started conducting where everyone should go.
That's amazing. You've sat down long enough. Give your seat up for someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I know on the tube they have badges. I don't know if they have them on other public transport. The kind of
baby on board. I think everybody.
Now they have kind of ones that aren't for pregnant women, but for just people who maybe don't have an obvious disability or something like that. That says, you know, please offer me a seat.
Dodgy ankle.
Because you know, I came back from a holiday and I'd been skiing and I absolutely did my knee in, and I had to ask someone for a seat, and I felt like such a fraud, even though I was like, I literally can't stand.
Yeah.
But no, I think those badges have done a great thing for.
They
for
are
that
good,
because
actually a friend of ours, Tim, he messaged about, I asked him this question, and his biggest problem is actually not knowing when to give up a seat. He's like, is she pregnant? Am I going to offend her if I ask her this question? Like,
so just don't sit in the priority seat because they're the ones who should be offering first.
Yeah. Stay away from the priorities.
I always stay away from the priorities.
Yeah, but Tim's he's a nice man. I think he's going to start conducting other people. He's much more likely just to get up and go like, you know, who, what, just sit down. Like, you know.
But you do see sometimes people who are in those seats and you can tell they know.
Yeah.
And they're looking down at their book. Or they're like,
I'll say something if I see
they're asleep.
I'll definitely get people's attention, get them to move. I would do it. It just annoys me.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. We actually had one sent in by Matt McFerrin.
Oh, Matty.
Said he was a mate of yours.
Yeah. if you're not a mate of mine, you can Insta or tweet in or whatever.
He said, people not taking off their backpacks on a busy tube or train. It's an extra person. Put it on the floor or hold it.
Yeah, because if you swing around, you whack people with your bag and you don't realise.
And so actually on the way to recording today, both myself and Chris got stuck in the Piccadilly line. Mm-hmm. Nightmare. And there was this person...
explain to people who don't know what that is.
It's a
particularly busy line on the London Underground.
It goes all the way to Heathrow and it was just so delayed, signal failures, all this kind of thing. And it was literally, you know, you were cheek to cheek with people. It was horrendous. And there was someone with a backpack on. And I was just like, what are you doing? Can you not see?
Yeah.
It's that. So I absolutely agree with Matt. I think that is so frustrating. And you know what? A similar one I know some people have is leaving your bag on a seat when it's busy. Like, there's nothing. Look,
That's piss poor.
If there's no one else around.
In any culture and language, that's
doesn't
poor.
Matter. Yeah. But come on. Like, there's someone standing. What are you doing?
Mm. Yeah. It's oblivious. It's kind of like, were you brought up or dragged up? You know,
I might put myself out there. I think that this question has got the most amount of responses from any of our other shows.
Yeah, we've
because
had
I think
responses.
Everybody wants to vent because there's a lot of anger about the tube stuff.
This is what
or
I mean.
Trains or
nice,
buses or
normal
boats.
People who just this is the rage. Yeah. This is the thing that gets everyone.
Let it out.
What do you think if it's quite hot during the summer? Because it can do in old England from time to time. People who men who take their tops off and are topless.
No, right. Okay.
They're then gonna sweat on the chair.
Someone
else gonna sit in your sweat.
Hang on. Sarah needs a bit of room here.
Right. Can you just pass this on to all the men in your lives? It is never, ever okay to be topless on public transport. Yeah. Ever.
Yep.
Unless you have to take your top off to like staunch the blood
fire.
When someone is bleeding to
sure.
death. Apart from that, it is never okay.
Yes. Even if they've got a fantastic physique.
Sounds like you should move to Germany where everybody's well behaved.
It sounds so good. It sounds so good.
I agree. I think any kind of men taking their tops off or anybody, and again, it's usually men, I'm sure. Although this is very, very rare to witness. In fact, I may have only witnessed it once before.
Completely naked.
No.
In the mirror.
shoes and socks off. Bare feet.
Oh.
Yeah. I understand people wear sandals and flip flops,
but you're
all.
Still wearing shoes.
I still smell it.
Yeah, but when someone has taken their but their feet have been aired all day, so it's
what
not
about on a plane.
Yeah.
Can you do that on a plane? Take your shoes off.
No.
I think we'll have to do a separate show about. Planes
I feel like there
general.
Really is another show.
But yeah,
honestly,
yeah, you shouldn't be.
You can have your you can have socks on.
On a plane, if you take your shoes off,
socks on,
borderline
maximum.
But if you take your on public
transport,
I don't
want to see flesh.
If public transport, I think you take your shoes off. I think that's a bit poor.
That's foul.
Shoes and socks, public hanging.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bring it back,
or some sort of beating. Anyway,
speaking of things that people wear or don't wear, and this is specific to underground trains, wherever you are. When people wear sunglasses,
yes,
on like
the underground, for example,
like,
yeah.
Why are you wearing sunglasses? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing sunglasses?
I did that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're really cool.
I had a migraine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's fine.
I've
but there
always,
are some people.
I've always
you know it's
really
not that.
Judged people for wearing sunglasses. And now I'm like, oh, maybe you did have a bad migraine or a headache or something.
I just think for some people, you know, it's the look. It's not the... to be fair, as I'm saying it, like that is probably quite judgmental.
Yeah, you are judgy.
It's not judgmental. If you want to stick the boot into somebody, then do it.
Also, I think what we've realised doing this show is that I have a lot of undealt with rage.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm sort of part of me is glad.
The can of whoop ass is well open and yeah. you are jumping
I'm
out.
I'm going to feel better after this.
I'm hoping this is cathartic. It's not going to turn you into like some raving monster.
I'm definitely not travelling home with her.
Yeah.
Good thing we go our separate ways.
Was there any more? I mean, there was quite a lot, wasn't
there? I think
that
was, yeah, honestly.
We can't go through them all, obviously.
The number of people we had messaging was amazing.
That came up. Sarah, people rooting around.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
a few people said about that. It's disgusting.
Fingernail clipping.
Oh, that's just the come on.
Because again, there's bits flying off.
Like, all right. We don't need to go into that.
Get it in
the eye. We're all agreed. It's very poor behaviour. What about in terms of the space invading thing? And I tend not to like using these quirky, kind of wanky expressions. But I actually man spreading. When men will just open
their legs.
I'm doing
it now.
I was going to say, Chris is literally...
I'm doing it now.
It's about a 90 degree angle.
He looks like John Wayne on a horse. That is very much a male thing.
When
men, you know, knees very far apart, I've got all the space, and it's kind of like, come on, lads.
Why do we do it?
I mean, I literally
was doing it just then.
You got room there.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah,
you're not sitting next to anybody.
But is it a bit of a like? I don't want to go into too much detail. But is it about comfort?
No. Yes.
Right now it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It is. But clearly, again, how can you be fully comfortable within yourself if your comfort is causing someone else discomfort?
Well, you know, I think it's the same with a lot of these. It comes down to selfishness.
Exactly.
Like I just think that, you know, when you're in the you've got the line at the edge of your seat, right? If you're crossing that line, then it's not okay. Stick to your own seat. And once or twice, I have actually tried doing the same thing back to people, but then they think that you're trying to be like, you're literally trying to touch them and you're coming onto them. Not that you want to fight.
Bring it on. Yeah, I'm going to push you harder.
Yeah.
When what the viewers didn't see is Sarah actually touched their knees to push them apart. You look like MC Hammer. It was brilliant.
Indeed, yeah. I found that this one, when there were national polls and all this taken about this kind of stuff.
Don't lean on them.
Yeah, true. One that came up, which really made me laugh, is people hate it, reading over someone else's shoulder. I find that quite funny if I see someone doing it.
I think I probably have done that, you know.
Yeah, someone's got the paper next to you.
I feel like if the newspaper's a free one, it's legitimate. But if they paid for it, I feel like, no, I don't deserve to read
it.
Well,
you feel like you're stealing.
I haven't paid to read that. But any of the other ones, I would do.
Why do you think people find that annoying?
Because I suppose it's kind of, it's their book or their newspaper.
I suppose I wouldn't like it if someone was looking at my phone.
No, that's different. I think if you're reading the paper, say, or a magazine, and someone else is reading.
Are you ever tempted, though, if you see someone on the phone and you have a quick glance?
Yeah, I love seeing people text.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, I saw someone texting happy birthday to someone the other day, and they used this like incredible, long, gushing pet name, and I was like, oh. Bless.
Aww. Go on, what was it?
Oh, I can't. It was literally like my schnooky wookie, whatever. Like, it was really intense.
Brilliant.
Yeah, no, I loved it.
Sorry, just completely changed the subject. That really reminds me of a very good friend of mine who used to be a car mechanic. And this guy came in with his car and he said he was rather smug and he's a bit of a prat, basically. And this guy's wife and child turned up, little kid. And the kid came up and my mate stood there and the kid ran up to him and he was like, oh, hello, my little schmookamy wookamy and all this kind of stuff. And how are you? And my mate just went, yeah, a little bit of a headache, but I'm sure apart from that, I'm okay. which was amusing. Well, there we are. I think we've aired a lot of our pet peeves.
I feel so much better.
Sarah
now.
Feels
Thanks,
better.
Guys.
Chris is still spreading his legs. What a sight. And I don't know, I might have a fight on the way home. But if you want to get in touch with us, do email us, show@aqqapod.com. Follow us on Twitter @aqqapod. What about the Insta, Sarah? We had a bit of a response.
Yeah,
there.
Follow us on Insta. Again, we are @aqqapod. We like a bit of consistency.
We do.
You can message us on there. You can like our delightful pictures.
Exactly.
Get in touch with any suggestions. And I might put out the odd poll every now and then.
Never.
Just don't lean on it if she does. She get very angry.
There we are. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.
Thank you, good listeners. We'll see you next week.
Good luck getting home.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.